You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements. I'm joined on the line by Sunland Private Wealth's Senior Portfolio Manager, Nick Kunz, to take a look at markets and see what we make of them. Nicholas, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. What happened?
Evening, Jimmy.
Everything's red.
Trying to make sense of the markets. Oh, goodness. Where do you want to start? I mean, first and foremost, obviously the Reserve Bank decision, but we can chat about that in a second. But I mean, coming into today, a very risk-off day. A lot of that driven by the news out of the US last night with Google and how much of free cash flow they are now sucking up on CapEx. And of course, on top of that, the geopolitics in the Middle East and an oil price staggeringly above $100 a barrel. Now, put that all together, it's a very red day on the JSE.
I don't even know where this conversation goes because you and I ordinarily have some level of optimism to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
The Rand is down. You touched on the fact that the oil price is back above $100, which means we're going to be under further pressure from an inflation perspective, which doesn't bode well for the current situation that led to the Rand being down today. Where do we find solace? Give me something, Nick.
Let's start with the good governor. I mean, giving us a little bit of a breather at the SARB today. I mean, holding rates at 7%. Let's be honest, it caught everyone. That wasn't the consensus call. Just look at the Rand. The Rand blew out over 2% of the back. So no one was positioned for a rate hold, certainly. But that's good news for us. I mean, and quite frankly, even though it was a bit of a MPC vote split at 4-2, you know, hold versus a hike. I think it was the right decision, Jimmy. I mean, he's referred to, you know, exactly what's happening with the oil price. I mean, majority of inflation is coming from that imported oil. The rest of the market is kind of flat to going nowhere. So, yeah, I mean, it is, I guess you can have a little bit of a silver lining. But, it's just basically a hold until we know what's happening. It's just too much uncertainty in the market right now.
Nick, we saw that sell-off be widespread across the equity markets. We know that financial stocks can be kind of a good barometer of what markets might be thinking, especially around the investor confidence levels of South Africa. Mm. And we saw the Rand and those stocks both selling off. I think the 2% I, for one, wasn't expecting against the US dollar, and the fact that we shot all the way back above 19 Rand against the euro. We were doing so well maintaining things. Any thoughts around perhaps whether or not the decision could have been swung the other way and markets would have been happier with that?
It's so difficult to tell. I thought there might be even a hawkish hint, you know, coming in with a 0.25% rise, maybe hinting more rises to come, because I mean, that inflation, the print that came out for the month of June, that CPI at 5%, I mean, I thought that would spook the living daylights out of our MPC. I mean, they're notoriously hawkish at the best of times. So I don't know, the big move in the Rand also, I mean, the market's also a little bit, not quite sure why they went on hold now. They did point out the forward guidance, you know, they expect headline inflation to sit above 4%, you know, that's still well above the 3%. And I guess to a certain extent, you know, we are reliant on what happens outside of our borders. So maybe that's the reason why. Would there have been a different outcome? I'm not really sure. Look, we've still in South Africa, still got a little bit of a cushion with our real rates. Yes, inflation is still high, but that 10-year bond is still, you know, 3-4% above it. So we've still got real yields around about 3%. So we've still got a little bit of a cushion for now anyway. But it's tricky, Jimmy. It's really not quite sure how this plays out at the moment.
Nick, let's look at US markets. US earnings season, numbers are being reported there. The NASDAQ down as well from that perspective. European markets traded through the day, that there weren't too many surprises from that perspective. But the big thing, the NASDAQ down more than 2%. The S&P down more than 1%. The Dow Jones down more than 1%. We did see a sell-off in European markets as well, so they weren't exempt from this. Is this the repercussions or perhaps the consequences of the fact that the oil price is back above $100 a barrel?
Definitely. I mean, take it on its own, you'd have to say, oh, that 100 is spooking the market. It is a risk-off day, and you can see that across most asset classes. But it also needs to be looked, I think, Jimmy, in a bit of a wider lens, because after the close last night in the US, we had two of the biggest names in tech reporting, you know, that magnificent seven, as they call them. This was two of that seven. I mean, Google is what everyone's talking about, or Alphabet, as it trades as Lister's name. I mean, for the first time since that stock was listed on the NASDAQ, and we're talking decades ago, it's actually burned cash. I mean, $6 billion of negative free cash flow, first time ever. And that's because of all the spending on the AI infrastructure. I mean, it's faster than even those enormous ad and cloud businesses can fund it. I mean, it's actually quite a staggering turnaround. So that's obviously spooked. It's been a while coming. You know, last couple of weeks there's been huge concerns about this CapEx, and now we're seeing it real time. And what does it actually mean? I mean, it's the likes of a Google can actually have a negative cash flow. It's extraordinary. And then the second big story was obviously Tesla. I mean, it's a little bit more old-fashioned. I mean, it still sells electric cars, but it sold more cars than ever, but it made far less profit because that EV tax credit's gone. So two sort of biggish names, you know, sort of poster childs for that Magnificent Seven, putting spookiness. And then again, Jimmy, you put that on top of all that 100 and a risk-off sort of day. I mean, we really didn't stand a chance today.
Clearly, the markets have had a rough day, and it seems as though we could be in for a rough end to this week. We're going to have to leave this conversation on that note, but I'm certainly going to catch up with Nicholas in the near future, because I want to get his thoughts around if it is the end of the AI bubble and these are the early signs. How do we prepare for that? But that's definitely a conversation for another day. For now, we'll leave this one on this note. Senior Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, joining us to take a look at markets and try and make sense of the day that was.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.